Romans chapter 14 and verse 9, we read, Christ both died and rose and revived, they might be Lord both of the dead and living. That reminds us of that great text in Isaiah. It pleased the Lord to bruise him.
Hallelujah.
He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Peculiar language, but how true it is. Christ both died and rose and revived. That word revived there is a word lives forever. So he both died and rose and lives forever, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. And he's speaking here of the sea of dead and the sea of living. And Christ hath died for us. He rose for us. And he lives forever for us. I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. I am he that was dead and is alive again. The Lord lives today. You ask me how I know he lives.
Hallelujah.
He lives within my heart.
Amen.
When Christ came, your heart was dead. But when Christ came, he enlivened it. And you had a resurrection. Regeneration is a resurrection. The soul dead with sin, the soul diseased and rotting in the grave. And then Jesus comes and he says to our rotten, sinful souls what he said at Lazarus' grave. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus stepped out of the grave. Do you know how many people must have overcame Lazarus? It says afterwards he had a feast. He would have needed a feast. For people were all looking at him and saying, "Are you living? Are you? No smell of you." But his sister said he was stinking for 4 days in the grave. But when Christ saves you, you're really saved. When Christ redeems you, you're really redeemed. When Christ gives you life, it's everlasting life. No such thing as Johnny Sorrow saved today and lost tomorrow. When the Lord saved you, he saved you with an everlasting life.
Amen.
Cannot die. A life that's hid with Christ and God. Eternal death. So we're celebrating today. We're celebrating that the child that was born and lived and conquered death for us is alive forevermore. And one day we will see him. And one day we will be like him. For we shall see him as he is.
Hallelujah.
Let's better bow our heads in prayer. And some brother will lead us and thank God for the broken bread upon the table. Reminds us of the broken body of the Savior. Amen.